Hello?
Hello, hi, I'm Mary.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, the call dropped. Okay. Yeah, we were thinking about your network of friends and associates. Would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and a half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote.
It's about half and half.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented the progress, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first name is Donald Trump.
Hold on. 10 is they... I'm
prevented.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. 10 is they prevented progress. 0 is that they did not prevent progress.
Donald Trump. Three.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Governor Kemp.
Five? I'm not sure.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Five.
Supreme Court.
Five.
White supremacist.
Ten is prevented, right?
10 is prevented progress, yes.
Okay.
The highest.
10.
White supremacist, right?
Yes.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Five.
Thank you. And President Biden.
Seven.
Okay, thank you. Below is the list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First statement. Okay. We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize a challenge and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. How much does this motivate you to vote?
10.
Thank you. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decisions not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. So how much does this motivate you to vote?
7.
The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodation for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. How much this motivates you to vote?
10.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. How much this motivates you to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. How much this motivates you to vote?
8.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
6.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
5.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, just worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
3.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm employed full-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, that was your total family income from all sources before taxes. Your best estimate is fine.
You said what year?
2023, last year.
Okay, 2023 combined, I mean, my taxes, 60K.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, with that, we conclude our survey, and thank you very much for your time and participation.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.